Goldberg. I am your host, Kenya, and I am absolutely, incredibly thrilled to share this moment with you guys tonight. Tonight, we have a very special guest, Michelle Eastman. Now, before I get to Michelle, I want to remind you guys that if you've heard me say it once, you've heard me say it 1,000 times, that this is not just a show for children. It's a family show. So, guys, don't just listen to it. Go and grab the kids. This is the time each week that we get together, we grab the kids, we turn off the TV, pull them in the room, turn off the video games. Parents, if you can silence your phones and everything else that tend to distract us, it's family time with Through the Looking Glass. Tonight we have our special guest, author Michelle Eastman, and she will be sharing her wonderful book, and I do mean wonderful, The Legends of Dust Bunnies, A Fairy's Tale. Michelle, are you on the line with me?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to Through the Looking Glass.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here and looking forward to this.
Very good. Michelle, your title, of course, stole my heart. I saw the video, and I'm just in love with Artie right now. That's my favorite person. I am so in love with him, but before we get to that, I would love for you to share a little bit more about yourself with our listening audience so they can learn a little bit more about Mrs. Michelle Eastman.
Okay, well, hello, everyone, and I hope there are some kids out there because they are my favorite audience. That's the best part, really, of writing a children's book is that I get to share it with lots and lots of children. So I am a mom. I have a 9-year-old son, Logan, and we live in Iowa, which is in the Midwest. And before I was writing children's books, I taught 6th grade. And I also, after that, went on to do educational programming at our local public television station. So I've been writing for a lot of years in a non-storybook way, and
yes.
So now I get to write stories that entertain, and so that's what The Legend of Dust Bunnies, A Fairy's Tale, is my first book. And I worked with a really talented illustrator. You mentioned you liked the pictures that you saw in the book trailer. And Kevin Richter is the illustrator. So he made all the pictures. And I'm the author. So for the kids out there, I wrote all the words. And he took my words and added his pictures, and together we made a book. And Kevin, I live in Iowa, and Kevin lives in Great Britain. So we did all of our communication was via email. And so that was interesting, and I got to make a pen pal online because Kevin and I became friends, and he is actually... Right now, we're working on our second book, and it's also a Dust Fairy Tale book, and the next book will have a little girl fairy named Aggie, and it will be her story.
Very good. I did see that on your fan page, the WordPress page. I love your page. I love your blog.
I've been reading,
and I've been loving. I absolutely love how you make it so easy to follow and that you are able to connect with the audience beyond the book, beyond this work. You've just introduced the new books coming. I did see Aggie and, and I love the kids' picture book, the little one. That is really nice. What is it? Oh, the something dusty is going on here or something like that.
Yes, I had a little contest where I talked a little bit about my book, and then I offered a contest to all of my WordPress the people who follow my blog. And so I gave away a free copy of my book and
yes.
actually a dust bunny also to the lady who won. And so it's fun to be able to do things like that. And but it's also a lot of fun to be able to give the book to libraries and schools. And a lot of I've done that also. I try to keep the promotions on my blog, you know, to a minimum. I blog about picture books. I blog about self-publishing and just funny things that I find ironic or odd about this whole crazy business and the online world. So that was just one thing I decided to do. But yeah, I like blogging. It's a totally different type of writing, but it keeps me sharp, and I've made many connections with other children's authors and librarians, actually.
Yes.
School librarians, which has been really nice because they are the ones who truly bring these books to kids. They get the kids excited about new books and try to match the right child with the right book, and they're just really great people. So
they really are.
Happy.
I agree with you.
Happy that I've made all those connections in addition to the connections I make in the community and with kids, like I mentioned. So that's been a lot of fun too.
Yes, and I actually, I know you're not going to toot your own horn, but I'll toot it for you, that your book was recently named a Bragg Medallion honoree. That is really, congratulations.
Thank you. Yes.
Congratulations.
That was a nice honor to have.
Definitely.
That. And for that award was for self-published authors, and I, in addition to writing the book and working with Kevin to get it made, I am the publisher too. So that was a different aspect of the process, and I learned a lot about the business side of making a book and ink quality and paperweight and a lot of things that I had no idea about before. So I will never look at a picture book the same way again after creating one from scratch. It takes really a village to put a book together.
Now. That's your baby now, Michelle.
It's a new baby. It's funny that you say that because I keep meaning to blog about that topic because in so many ways it is like having a baby because you anticipate its arrival and I shared pictures of Aggie, the new character, with people online, and it's almost like, you know, you show your ultrasound pictures. Yeah, there are a lot of common threads between those two processes, and having done both, the humor and the similarity is not lost on me at all. So.
Oh, very good. Being a first time author, this is your first or second book?
The Legend of Dust Bunnies is the first book that I've ever published. And
published book.
Right. And it was also Kevin, the illustrator, it was the first time he had illustrated a children's book. He has done comic book illustrations and lots of other professional designs and illustrations, but this was the first time that he worked with an author to illustrate a children's book. So it was kind of a learning experience along the way for both of us. And I was glad that I had him along with me on the journey.
Of course.
And he's a dad and he's just a super nice guy. And I can't imagine working with anybody else. So I was so thrilled when I presented the manuscript for the second Dust Bunny, or not Dust Bunny tale, sorry, Dust Fairy story.
Yes.
The second one won't, the focus won't be the Dust Bunnies. It will be more the adventures of the fairies, and specifically Aggie, who's
okay.
the kind of the star of that book. So thankfully, he's agreed to go down this journey with me again, and I'm so excited to you know, just for that process to get going and see what he comes up with for the next book.
Well, you guys made a great pair in this book. This, The Legend of the Dust Bunnies, I, at fairy tale, I was like a little kid watching the trailer. Listening to the song, I am in love with the song. Let me say that. I just want the song, too. Can I put that on my iPod? I need to listen to that. That's wonderful.
Yes, and that, the lady who made that song, it is available on iTunes. And I won't be able to think of her name off the top of my head now, but I actually, the site that I used to create the preview video, one of her songs was one of the choices that I could use, like a royalty-free choice that I could use her clip of her song. And,
oh,
I mean, it was just the absolute perfect fit for
perfect.
What she was singing about was, you know, being yourself and letting your own special part shine, and that's what
yes.
she sings about. And so I actually looked her up online and sent her the video and sent her a little note, and we had some communication back and forth too. So it was kind of neat to make contact with her because, yeah, the song, I think, did just, you know, make
it
everything
well.
Come together.
Yes.
Yeah.
It did, and I will tell you that it really, actually, I think that you are starting this new trend. I've seen this with adult books and with other books, but I've never seen the trailer with the music with the children's book, and it might be out there, but I've never had it presented to me the way that I found yours, and it captured my attention. I can only imagine being a little kid. And it's like watching a TV show almost.
Yes.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I know something great is about to happen.
Yes.
So
yes.
That beautiful idea, I love that you did that. Great idea, great way to promote your work at its finest. And definitely tell, and what's your illustrator name again?
His name's Kevin Richter.
Kevin, tell him kudos, thumbs up, all those great things that mean you are the best.
I do, and I, believe me, every chance I get, I pass along, you know, the compliments that I receive on his behalf, because,
yes.
you know, 9 times out of 10, what people say, you know, at a book signing or an event is, we love your illustrations, and I say, well, thank you, but I can't take credit for those, but so I love being able to share that with him, and when, you know, kids write thank you notes when I go to a school or they draw pictures, you know, I love to send those to him and share those with him and let him know that his, you know, artistic talent is much appreciated.
Yeah, exactly. One, I do not want to miss this part because I found it so interesting that you recently launched that special initiative, Marching Books to Kids. Can you
yes.
tell us a little bit about that?
I would love to, because that is really, I mean, I love that I wrote this book, and the author part of that is really fun and meeting new people. But
yes.
As crazy as it sounds, at pretty much the same time that I was launching the book in November, I was coming up with an idea for a literacy initiative of how I could raise awareness and
yes.
make a difference in my community, and then get other people excited about doing that same thing in their community. So it started out Picture Book, Pass It On. And my initial approach was to just challenge bloggers and other authors to, you know, find a need in your area, call attention to it and then raise books
yes.
to donate to that cause. And I didn't have a specific cause of my own in mind. And at my very first book signing event, a lady came up and asked me if I would sign my book to the Visiting Nurse Services of Iowa Storybook Project. And I said, well, sure. And I said, tell me a little bit about it. And it was a really crazy night. There was a lot of stuff going on that night at the signing. But she told me enough that piqued my interest. And so to make a long story short, for the month of March, I decided to kind of transform the original idea I had to a specific need in my community. And I, since it was the month of March, I called it Marching Books to Kids. And the VNS Storybook Project, what they do actually is they accept donations of new books. And once a month, a volunteer will go to our one of our prisons in our community. And the volunteer will record a mom or a dad or a grandma, or I have learned great-grandmas even in prison, record them reading a book. And so the volunteer records that, and then every month that child of the incarcerated parent receives the recording of his or her parent reading the story to them, and they also get to keep the book. So
beautiful.
The more I learned about it, then, you know, I wanted to get other people excited about it too. And so I started blogging about it and just trying to spread the word how I could. And to my surprise, over 30 different authors from all over different parts of the United States, and also even in Greece and Australia and the UK, all joined in Marching Books to Kids, and they sent their own books. They signed their, you know, their books that they had written, and some of them sent one book, two books. Some of them sent a dozen books. And
oh my goodness!
You know, these are people that aren't in Iowa. They have no personal connection to this charity, but they were moved enough and excited about it to, you know, package up their books and pay the shipping also on top of just, you know, donating these books. And the Storybook Project people have just been just thrilled with the donations that they've received. And just the donations, but the heartfelt intention behind it, I think, has been even more meaningful to them. Just that, wow, these people really believe in what we're doing, and they want to make a difference in these families' lives and in these children's lives. So honestly, that to date has been the pinnacle of everything I've done, is just being able to raise books. And I had a mom's group meeting, monthly meeting that I go to, and I mentioned it to them. And today, even though it's April now, so Marching Books technically is finished, but these ladies brought, oh my goodness, I think I had six huge bags of books that they brought to the meeting today. So now I get to, next week, I get to take those to the VNS and kind of surprise them with a bonus donation.
Yes. Bless your heart for this. Yes. I am loving this project. I read it, and I just kept reading it over and over, and I thought, that is a great idea. I mean, wow. And especially that you get a CD as well. You get a CD and a book of them reading it.
Yes.
And it's an ongoing project. Congratulations on this
project.
It is. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
And what I didn't realize initially was that the Storybook Project, they serve children from birth to 17 years old. So the variety of books and different genres and, you know, the books coming in, it was really amazing just to see all the different types of books that people were donating to. Whereas initially I was thinking small kids and picture books, and you know, they take books for babies, teenagers. So that part has been really interesting too, just to kind of learn more about what the VNS is all about. So it's been my pleasure to do that.
Yes, great project. Love it. So let me ask you this. I'm just so excited. I am hoping that maybe you can read a little bit of The Legend of the Dust Bunnies for our smaller listeners. Do you have a few minutes to read a little bit?
I would love to do that. And if you have time, if you want me to read the whole story, if you prefer, I just read a few pages that I'm open to either.
Maybe just a few pages, because we are short on time a little bit.
Okay.
But I definitely want to hear the whole story.
Okay.
And I want them to go out and get your book, definitely.
Let me read the back first to give the kids an idea of what the story is about, and then I'll read a few pages from the book. On the back of the book, it says, join the Dust Fairies on their messy nighttime adventures and discover how one misfit fairy uses his talent to create something legendary. His story will have families looking at dust bunnies in a new light and may actually give kids an excuse not to clean their rooms. So that gives you a little idea of what is inside the book, and I'll read a few pages to you right now.
Okay. Thank you.
The Legend of Dust Bunnies began long ago in a house just like this one, and here's how it goes. First, you must know what happens each night. Asleep in our beds, we don't see the sight. Fairies spread dust to the left and to the right. The fairies proceed at an uncanny pace and dirty our homes with precision and grace. The naughtiest nymphs, along with their kin, hold crumb-spitting contests to see who will win. With soot-loaded slingshots pulled tight to their chest, the husky young fairies make a terrible mess. The daintiest ones softly land on the drapes, leaving behind fancy spiderweb capes. Dust fairies are cheerful, devoted, and bright. Each has a gift that feels wonderfully right. And I'll stop there. That gives you a little idea of how the story starts. And later in the story, we meet Artie, who is the main character, and we learn about his challenges and how he overcomes those, and I guarantee it's a happy ending.
Yes, and that's exactly what we want. And I know that is it encouraging self-esteem, or what are we?
Yeah. The idea is that, you know, we all have unique talents, and sometimes people don't maybe recognize those, but
yes,
we can still, you know, follow our own path and nurture our own abilities and gifts. And in Artie's case, he did that, and he found that he was able to share his gift with others. And the takeaway message is, you know, we're all unique. We all have gifts, and there's a way. There's a plan, you know, for all of us, and sometimes it just takes us a little while to figure out what our gift is.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm a witness. Yes, that's true. Well, very good. I think that they will enjoy that. I know that you mentioned that you might have a special gift giveaway for one of our listeners.
I do. How you would like to do that, if people write in the comments and we can draw a winner, and I will be happy to send out a copy of The Legend of Dust Bunnies, and also I have little dolls, little plush dust bunnies that look like the bunnies from the book, and I have a little adoption Aww. Certificate.
And love that.
So I am happy to send a book and a bunny and an adoption kit, and the lucky winner will get to adopt a book and a dust bunny.
We are going to do that. We are going to have a special contest, and you will be a part of it all. I will make sure that you're a part so that they get – that's the fun part, the author, the connection with the author. I want them to know you. So we will definitely – we will set that up and have it really soon and have a contest and give away this great book, The Legends of Dust Bunnies, A Fairy's Tale. One little thing, A Fairy's Tale. So Artie is a fairy?
Artie is a fairy, and he's a little misfit fairy because, as I read at the beginning, dust fairies come out in our houses at night, and the reason there are crumbs on the floor and dust on the piano, why there are messes in our house, it's not our fault. We, you know, these little pesky dust fairies come out every night, and they, you know, have a mischievous time of making messes. And Artie doesn't, that's not his talent. He doesn't like making messes. And so he's a little bit of a misfit, and he does find his talent. And like I said, he's able to nurture that talent, and it comes out in a really fun, unexpected way.
That is great. Thank you so much, Michelle. Can you share with us how the listeners can connect with you and find out more about your book and what you have to come in the future?
If you want to connect with me, I have a website, which is MichelleEastmanBooks.com. And at that website, you'll find connections to all of my other online things,
Perfect.
My blog and Facebook and all that. But you can also just search on Facebook for Michelle Eastman Books, and I also have a Facebook page that I keep updated with, you know, what's coming up with the next book, and just I try to include, you know, articles about reading with your kids, and I try to share current information about just about literacy and things I'm excited about, and definitely on my blog, I do that there too. So you can find me a lot.
Hello, Michelle?
Yes.
Okay, I thought I lost you for a second there.
No.
Okay, guys. Okay, I'm sorry.
Nope. That's fine. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Guys, thank you so much for listening in to Michelle tonight. She is amazing to me. I am awed by her many, many works. I hope that you go to our website, Through the Looking Glass with KenyaColbert.com. You will be able to find Michelle's bio. You'll be able to look at the video. You'll be able to see. Oh, Michelle, I have to ask you about that, too. You will be able to see the story about Artie, you guys. So be sure to go to the website. Also, this is a podcast, so you can listen again. If there's something in this show that you missed, you will be able to go back at your leisure and listen to the show. Michelle, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I absolutely enjoyed our interview.
I did too. Thank you so much for having me, and I wish everyone a nice night and a great weekend.
Thank you so much. And guys, don't forget Michelle Eastman and Michelle, you are Facebook Michelle Eastman Books, and
everything,
you can find her on our site.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Michelle. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.